Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts on priority executive orders starting January 20th. I'm Doug Musselman, back after this. As we've been following the news over the past couple of days, where the current president is working diligently to continue his agenda even as he's headed out of office, the news reports have shared that these executive actions have included bans on gas-powered hot water heaters or shutting down offshore oil and gas development. As President Biden came into office, he was also very busy with his pen and signing all sorts of executive actions, including the concept of establishing a 30 by 30 program to conserve 30% of the nation's lands and waters by 2030. With the new president taking office on January 20th, we're anxious to see his pen get busy on executive orders and whatever strategy that will reverse the terrible executive actions that have taken over the last 4 years. Whether the new executive orders come through about totally erasing the policies that the Biden administration has created, or just freezing any spending or authority to pursue the reversal of regulations that have been rammed through by federal agencies, like the BLM's public lands rule. In an ideal situation, there wouldn't be exclusive executive orders like we've seen as much over the past number of years. Then again, in an ideal situation, we wouldn't have federal agencies doing the radical things that they've been bent on doing. Looking forward to changes that January 20th will start. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Wesselman.